Mike Lindell, meanwhile, went on Steve Bannon's podcast, which is now being hosted by Jack Posobiec, while Bannon is in prison. And he had this to say about elections. You know, he's got an idea about how he could fit in a Trump administration in order to fit elections. This is Mike Lindell.
If he asks me to do anything, I'm hoping is when we get this, when he gets in, that he puts me in charge of our the elections, and where we can get our election platforms completely fixed.
Ooh, I like that.
I think the Election Bureau should be, which I have already set up, should be part of Homeland Security, Jack, so that we, because remember, our government deemed our elections critical infrastructure.
Yeah, okay. So Jack likes that idea. How do you like that idea? Do you think either one of these guys knows or cares what the Constitution says about any of this stuff? He's going to set up an election bureau. Where's that in the Constitution? He wants to control elections centrally. Do you see a problem with that? I see a big problem with that. He said, I think we should have an election bureau. I think it should be under Homeland Security. Guess what, Lindell? I don't think there should be any Homeland Security. Remember where we got Homeland Security? Remember as part of the Patriot Act and all the rest of the stuff after the false flag of 9/11? And now you want to build, now you want to put the Election Bureau under these people that were set up to spy and to attack us? You see, they don't want to have a constitutional America. They don't want to have a government that respects the Bill of Rights, that respects the Constitution. No, they just want to run it for themselves. They don't want to reform anything. They just want revenge, and they want the power themselves. One of the worst ideas I've heard, and of course, Jack Posobiec, oh, yeah, it's a great idea. Oh, I love that, yeah. Now, why? Well, because Homeland Security said that elections are critical infrastructure. You know what's critical infrastructure, Mike and Jack? Constitution. Constitution is critical infrastructure. If you're going to ignore the Constitution, do whatever you feel like, that's a big problem. And if you centralize this, the beauty is that the founders understood human nature. And they understood the dangers of centralization, which Mike Lindell and Jack Posobiec are clueless about, among many other things. The problem is that you want to have these elections decentralized. You want to decentralize everything as much as possible. And that especially means the elections. If you centralize control of the elections, what's going to happen, Mike, when you're out of there and somebody else takes over? You know, one of these other Democrats take over. And they're going to run all the elections out of Washington? You see, our only hope, folks, is at the local level. I hammer this every day. Show you these idiots. There's not a choice out there for you to vote for. But we don't want to have everything centrally corrupted. And if you put this election bureau or something like that, or you exercise even, I mean, it's not going to happen. That's just his fantasy. But it just shows how out of touch people like Bannon and Posobiec and Lindell, all these people are, how out of touch and how much they despise the Constitution. Because if you centrally control this, then that's going to destroy the local elections. And the local elections are the only place where we've really got an important choice. The only place.
Of biased and false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Break free from the usual script with The David Knight Show, a fresh perspective bringing you genuine insights on current events. But if the show is going to stay on the air, we'll need your continued support. Sharing the show, subscribing, and even just hitting the like button all help. And if you found our show helpful, please consider donating and becoming a part of a community that values the truth. Because independent, listener-funded news, untouched by corporate globalist agendas, is extremely important to our liberties.